An interesting question comes up with regard to the Brit Mila of twins. Now, very often, twins are born and they're underweight, so the Brit Mila doesn't take place on the eighth day. And in those instances, very often, the two boys won't actually both be ready for Brit Mila on the same date. But if they are both ready on the same day, possibly the eighth day, then the question comes up, how is the Brit ceremony performed? Is it performed as one ceremony with two babies, or is it performed as two separate consecutive ceremonies? So this is actually a machloket in the Rishonim, and the Torah in Yoredeh Siman Reish Samach Hei brings down two opinions there. The first is the opinion of the Bal HaItur, who says that it's impossible to do Mila on two babies mamish at once. The Gemara says that you can do Shechita on two animals or two chickens at once. If you have a long knife and arrange the chickens properly, then you can slit the necks simultaneously. But that's not possible with two babies and Brit Mila. And therefore, you have to do a separate ceremony for each baby. You do the one, say, the various brachot, and then you bring in the second and you say the various brachot and do the mila there. However, the Rosh has a tshuva where he says, in actual fact, you say the bracha once for both of them, and you do both of them, and then you say the after bracha for both of them. And the Rama actually says, according to that opinion, the bracha that the father would say of lahachnitzor bivrito shel Avraham Avinu would be a bracha of lahachnisam bivrito shel Avraham Avinu, to enter both of them into the covenant. And then in the tefillah afterwards, you wouldn't say kayemet hayeled hazeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should maintain this child, but you'd say kayemet hayeladim, you would say it in the plural. So how do we paskin? So that also seems to be a machloket. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Hei, Se'if Hei, paskins like the Rosh, that you do it as one ceremony. However, the Taz asks a question and says that the Rosh says you also do for two chatanim, you can do a joint wedding ceremony and have two chatanim standing under two chuppot, obviously each with their colour, and you can say the brachot for both sets of chatanim. But the Rama says you shouldn't do that because we're worried about ayin hara. It'll bring the evil eye on the chatanim if you do their ceremonies together. So why aren't we worried about the same thing in terms of Brit Mila? So he answers that with the chatanim, you need to have the chatanim standing there in front of you when you say the brachot, because they need to respond to the brachot. But in actual fact, certainly they need to hear the brachot. But with Brit Mila, that's not the case. You don't need to have the two babies there in front of you. You can have one baby inside the room and the other baby outside the room, and then you'll say the brachot, and therefore there won't be a problem of ayin hara in that case. The Bach, however, says that he thinks that the opinion of the Bal HaItur is correct, and that one should do two separate ceremonies, unless it's a place which has a fixed minhag to follow the view of the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch to do one joint ceremony. But even with two separate ceremonies, the Bach says one should be careful not to bring in the two children, not to bring in the second baby till you've done the Brit on the first baby, not for practical considerations that you don't want the second baby to see what's happening to the first baby and get frightened, but obviously out of concern for the Rosh, that if you've got both babies there and you've said the brachot, then maybe it wouldn't be correct to say a second bracha for the second baby. In any event, a number of the Achronim, the Shach and the Aruch HaShulchan and others recommend that even if in principle we paskin like the Rosh, that it's advisable to in practice do it like the Bal HaItur as two separate ceremonies. Why? Because the Rama says you need to be very careful not to make a hefsek bedibor b'sicha, not to interrupt by talking about anything else between the first baby and the second baby, because you've said the one bracha of al hamila and the hachniso on the two babies, so you don't want there to be an interruption. And it's very likely when you're doing mila for two babies that you're going to have to interrupt and talk about things which are not me'inyan hamila, and therefore it's better to have them totally as two separate ceremonies. And as the Aruch HaShulchan says, deal with one baby first and then take him out, bring in the other baby and do the second one as a separate ceremony. But when this comes up, then certainly what we say is Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Ad Kan.